जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभा गिरिवरधारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभा गिरिवरधारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभा गिरिवरधारी यशोदनन्दन व्रजजनरञ्जन यशोदानन्दन व्रजजनरञ्जन यमुनातीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे हरे Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Radha Vrindavan Chandra, Radha Vrindavan Chandra, Radhe. Radha Vrindavan Chandra, Vrindavan Chandra. Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Baladeva, Jai Subhadra. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai. Nitai Gaura Haribo, 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 Nitai Gaura. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Hare Krishna. So today we have the fortune of having His Grace Kamal Lochan Prabhu. Here is a brief introduction. Prabhuji was raised in a traditional Madhva Brahmin family in South India. And since his childhood, he had a natural taste for inquiring into the mysteries of God's creation. In 1994, while studying in Calcutta in Marine Engineering Research Institute, he came across Srila Prabhupada's books and found all his unanswered questions answered. After that, he joined Merchant Navy as an engineering officer and worked for 3 years. Eventually got initiated by His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. He presently serves as the president of ISKCON Mira Road Temple. As a visiting professor at MS University for Management and Social Work Faculties. And he especially is famous for his deep study of Shastras and presenting Acharya's commentaries on Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, other scriptures very systematically to all types of audiences. Especially he is a Bhakti Shastri teacher from VIHE and traveling preaching abroad as well as in India. For many, many years he has cultivated n number of devotees in Krishna consciousness. So he recently started an extension center which has very nicely flourished in Vapi, Gujarat, and he frequently travels in Rajasthan and Gujarat area. He is currently on the sannyas list. And his only concern in life is to make sure that children and youth understand moral and spiritual values of Bhagavad Gita. So we are very fortunate to have him. At least on the occasion of GBC College, he managed to come here, sparing his time. Let's thank him and welcome him by Hari Bol. Hari Bol.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Saraswatim Vyasam. Tato Jayamudirayet. Nashta Prayesha Bhadreshu. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati Uttama Shloke. Bhaktir Bhavati Naishchiki. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 28, Text Number 63. Yatha Purushah Atmanam Ekam Adarsha Chakshoh Dvidha Abhunam Avekshate Tatha Eva Antaram Avayah Avayoh Yata Purusha Atmanam. Yatha Purusha Atmanam. Ekam Adarsha Chakshushoh. Ekam Adarsha Chakshushoh. Dvidha Bhutam Avekshata. Tataivantaram Avayoh. Tataivantaram Avayoh. Yata Purusha Atmanam. Yata Purusha Atmanam. Ekam Adarsha Chakshushoh. Ekam Adarsha Chakshushoh. Dvidha Bhutam Avekshita. Tateivantaram Avayoh. Tateivantaram Avayoh. Yatha Purusham Atmanam. Madarsa Chakshusho Nam Bhutam Avekshita Aivantaram Avayoh Yatha Purusha Atmanam Ekam Madarsa Chakshusho Dvidha Bhutam Avekshita Yata Purusha Atmanam Ekam Adarsha Chakshusho Bhutam Avekshita Tateivantaram Avayoh. Yatha Purusha Atmanam Ekam Adarsha Chakshusho Dvidha Bhutam Avekshita Tateivantaram Avayoh. Word to word meaning Yatha, as Purushaha, the living entity, Atmanam, his body, ekam,
one,
adarsha,
in a mirror,
chakshushoh, by the eyes,
dvidha
abhutam,
existing as two,
avekshetha,
sees,
tatha,
similarly,
eva,
certainly,
antaram,
difference,
avayoh,
between
ourselves.
Translation
and purport by His
Divine Grace A.C.
Bhaktivedanta Swami
Srila Prabhupada.
Srila Prabhupada ki
jaya.
Translation.
As
a person sees
the reflection of
his body in a
mirror to be
one
with himself
and not
different,
whereas
others
actually
see
two bodies,
so
in our material
condition in
which the living
being is
affected
and
yet not
affected,
there is
a difference between
God
and the
living entity.
Purport.
Being
affected by
the conditioning
of matter,
the
Mayavadi
philosophers
cannot
see the
difference
between the
Supreme Lord
and the living
entity.
When the
sun
is reflected
in a
pot of water,
the sun
knows the
difference
is not
difference
between
himself
and the reflected
sun
in the water.
Those
in ignorance,
however,
perceive
that
there are
many
small suns
reflected
in each
and every
pot.
As
far as
the
brilliance is
concerned,
there is
brilliance
both in
original
sun and
in
the reflection.
But
reflections
are
small,
whereas
the original
sun is
very large.
Vaishnava
philosophers
conclude
the living
entity is
simply
a small
sample
of
the original
Supreme
Personality of
Godhead,
qualitatively.
Supreme
Personality of
Godhead.
Qualitatively,
God
and the
living
entities
are one.
But
quantitatively,
the living
entities
are
small
fragments
of
the Supreme
Personality
of Godhead.
The
Supreme Lord
is
full,
powerful
and opulent.
In
the previous
verse,
the Lord says,
my dear
friend,
you
and
I
are not
different.
This
non-difference
refers to
qualitative
oneness,
for
it was
not
necessary
for
the Paramatma,
the
Supreme
Personality
of Godhead,
to remind
the
conditioned
soul
that he
is
not
one
in
quantity.
The
self-realized
soul
never
thinks
that
he
and
the Supreme
Personality
of
Godhead
are one
in
every
aspect,
every
respect.
Although
he
and
the
Supreme
Personality
of Godhead
are
one in
quality,
the
living
entity
is
prone
to forget
his
spiritual
identity.
Whereas the
Supreme
Personality
never
forgets.
This
is
the difference
between
lipta
and
alipta.
The
Supreme
Personality
of Godhead
is
eternally
alipta,
uncontaminated
by the
external
energy.
The
conditioned
soul,
however,
being
in contact
with
material
nature,
forgets
his
real
identity.
Therefore,
when
he
sees
himself
in
the conditioned
state,
he identifies
himself
with
the body.
For
the
Supreme
Personality
of Godhead,
however,
there is
no
difference
between
the body
and
the soul.
He
is completely
soul.
He
has
no
material
body.
Although
the
super soul
Paramatma
and
the
individual
soul
are
both
within
the body,
the
super
soul
is
devoid
of
designation.
Whereas
the
conditioned
soul
is
designated
by
his
particular
type of
body.
The
Supreme
Soul
is called
Antaryami
and
he is
extensive.
This
is confirmed
in
Srimad
Bhagavad
Gita.
Kshetrajnam
chabimam
vidit
sarvasa
kshetresu
Bharata.
O
son of
Bharata,
you
should
understand
that
I am
also
the
knower
of all
bodies.
The
Super Soul
is present
in
everyone's
body,
whereas
the
individual
soul
is
conditioned
to
one
type
of body.
This
individual
soul
cannot
understand
what
is
taking
place
in
others'
body,
but
the
super
soul
knows
very
well
what
is
happening
in
all bodies.
In
other
words,
the super
soul
is
always
present
in his
full
spiritual
position,
whereas
the
individual
soul
is prone
to
forget
himself.
Nor
is
the individual
soul
present
everywhere.
Generally,
in
the conditioned
state,
the individual
soul
cannot
understand
its
relationship
with the
supreme
soul.
But
sometimes
when
he is
free
from all
conditional
existence,
he
can
see
the
real
difference
between
the
super
soul
and
himself.
When
the
super
soul
tells the
conditioned
soul,
you and I
are
one
and
the same,
it is
to
remind
the
conditioned
soul
of
his spiritual
identity
as
being
qualitatively
one.
In
third
canto
of
Srimad
Bhagavatam
it is said,
Yathol
mukhad
vispulingat
dhumat
vapi sva sambhavat api atman abhi matat yathagnihi pritag ulmukhat. Fire has different features. There is flame, the spark, and the smoke. Although they are one in quality, there is still difference between the fire and the flame, the spark and the smoke. The living entity becomes conditioned, but the Supreme Personality of Godhead is different because he does not become conditioned at any point. In the Vedas it is stated, Atma tata pratak drishta Bhagavan Brahma samjitaha. Atma is the individual soul as well as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the seer of everything. Although both are spirit, there is always difference. In the Smriti, it is also said that Ethagnehi Kshudra Vispulingaha Yucharanti. Just as spark manifests in a large fire, similarly the small individual souls are present in the big spiritual flame. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord Krishna says, Matsthani Sarabhutani Nachaham Teshavastitaha. All beings are in me, but I am not in them. Although all living beings are resting in him, and small fiery sparks rest on the large flame. Both are differently situated. Similarly, in the Vishnu Purana, it is said that Ekadesha Sitasyagne Jyotsna Vistaraniyatha Parasya Brahmana Shakti Tenidam Akilam Jagat. Fire is situated in one place, but it is distributed. It distributes heat and light. Similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is distributing his energies in different ways. The living entity is but one of the energies, marginal energy. The energy and energetic are one in one sense, but are differently situated as energy and energetic. Similarly, the Satchitananda form confirmed in the Brahma Samhita, Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchitananda Vigraha, is different from the living entity in his both conditioned and liberated state. Only atheists consider the living entities and the personality of Godhead equal in all respects. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, Mayavadi bhashya sunli hoy sarvanash. If some follow the instructions of Mayavadi philosophers and believes that the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the individual soul are one, his understanding of real philosophy is forever doomed. Om Ajnat Virandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lita Shivishakanvitamsya He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So, a month back or so, I received a letter from the GBC college that to take a session on management principles based on Srimad Bhagavatam. I don't know what ghost entered into me to say yes to that. So, actually, the one thing which I wanted to do was visit Pune, Kid Association of Devotees. That was agreed. So this Bhagavatam class is quite comfortable. I'm very comfortable with that, but I don't know what's going to happen after 10 o'clock. That's going to be my nightmare. So, but still, Srimad Bhagavatam, As we know, the current context which is going on is Puranjana Upakhyana. Last time we discussed about what is Upakhyana, what is the purpose of Upakhyana, description of something which indirectly is a very interesting thing, not only for the who are hearing, not only for the speaker, but also for Krishna. Because at the end of the chapter, Narada says, Paroksha Priya Devu. Something which is explained indirectly, Krishna likes it. Because whatever he speaks also is very indirect. Krishna never takes and tells anything direct. Because something which is indirectly spoken is rasavardhanam. It increases rasa. Like if you have to tell somebody, I love you, if you go and tell, I love you, it doesn't actually really give a good impact. You have to tell something like, oh, nice atmosphere. Something, you have to talk something else. If you talk to the point, it's not rasavardhanam. And the Vedic culture is always based on that. It is, you don't talk to the point actually. We know in our villages, in the Vedic culture, when somebody comes to your house, they talk about everything except what they are supposed to talk about. Isn't it? The Western culture is different. Talk to the point. I got only 5 minutes. Paroksha Priyo Deva. Indirectly. All the things they'll ask about you. Suppose somebody wants to get some loan from someone. You go and ask. Don't directly go and ask, I want loan. You ask about family, about thing. And then you say, can you spare some money to me? Or something like that. Paroksha. That is indirect. So while indirect description is going on, now with the point here is, now Krishna appeared as a Brahmin. Why he appeared? Because of the affection which the devotee has for the spiritual master. Of course, all the analogies I will not get into because the topic is very serious here, or very, 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 very deep here. So the separation which the living entity experiences, or the conditioned soul experiences from the spiritual master, that is the perfection of life. That forces Krishna to appear in front of the devotee. Now Krishna appeared. So as soon as Krishna appeared, now Krishna is revealing as a Brahmin to Puranjana, who is actually as a lady now here. That lady is none other than the disciple of Malayadvaja, who has left his body. Now here he is speaking a philosophy. The philosophy is that of the nature of the soul. What is the pure nature of the soul? While speaking about the pure nature of the soul, especially the 62 and 63, two verses. I don't know, these two numbers are always deluding. In the second chapter, these two verses are also very deluding. 62 and 63. So these two verses are very deluding. Like Mohini deludes the demons and the devotees too. So Mohini Swarupa or the Lord has one kind of feature for the demons and other kind of feature for the devotees. In the same way, there are many verses or many contexts in the Bhagavatam which are actually deluding, because there are some living entities who want to think that I am God, or because they like to be called as God. Ishwara. Who doesn't want to become Ishwara? Who doesn't want to become a manager? Everybody has this tendency that I want to control. The controlling mentality is there. So actually, the controlling mentality or controlling, who is actual controller? Krishna. So the controlling mentality means accepting that I am God. I am also God actually. So this is Mayavad. Though there may be a lot of philosophical distinctions, a extreme desire that I want to be the controller is actually Mayavad. So you require a philosophy to support your desire, isn't it? Suppose a child is asking for something, then the parents say, why? He gives a philosophy for it. Actually, all the philosophies are actually supporting a particular kind of desire which raises in the conditioned consciousness. So you name a philosophy, Western, Eastern, any kind of philosophy. It is only just to justify your conditioned consciousness, or the desires which arise in your conditioned consciousness. So Mayavad is actually a philosophy to justify that you are God. And we want to show that I am the controller, I am the enjoyer. So Mayavad is a philosophy for supporting that particular conditioning. Now, Nityo Nityanam, Chetana Chetananam, Eko Bahunam, Yo Vidadhati Kama. Just see, this verse is talking about the distinction between the Supreme Lord and the living entity. At the last line, it is said, Yo Vidadhati Kaman. Means, the Lord is one who satisfies the desires of every living entity. And there are quite a number of living entities who want to be convinced that I am God. So Krishna has to give a philosophy to satisfy their desire. Yo vidadhati kaman, it is the nature of the Lord to satisfy everybody's desire. So some living entities, they have this desire that I want a philosophy to convince myself I am God. So that Mayavad philosophy has been given. It is there in the Vedas also, if you misinterpret it. There is a chance given in the Upanishads, given by the Upanishads, not in the Upanishads, by the Upanishads, in the Veda, even in Srimad Bhagavatam, for there is a scope of misinterpretation. There is always a scope of misinterpreting the scriptures, especially the Upanishads. But Srimad Bhagavatam, the scope is very less. But still, Krishna gives that scope. So that is what he has given in these two verses. If you see the 62nd verse, it is very clearly, if you go to the translation, just the translation says, Aham Bhavan na chanyaha. Very clear. Aham Bhavan. Aham means me. Bhavan means you. Na cha anyaha. We are not two different people. We are one. Tvam yevaham vichakshva. Bho, eva aham vichakshva. See that you are me and I am you. Just see. Vichakshva. Just observe. Just see. That you should see me as you. I should see you as me. So in this way, you should see yourself as me, you as me. In this way, it's total Jiveshwaravada. So now, the question comes that why is it spoken here in this context here? Because one is delusion, to delude the conditioned souls, to delude those people who are interested in becoming God, number one. The other reason is, if you really want to understand what is philosophy, what is the right philosophy, you should know what is the wrong philosophy. So that is why there is a commentary for it. Until unless we study the commentaries, it is very difficult to actually ascertain what is truth. Once, His Holiness Srila Gopala Krishna Goswami Maharaj, at that time it was not His Holiness, Prabhupada's time. It was Kumbh Mela, Srila Prabhupada was also there. And at that time, book distribution was going on. Bhagavad Gita, Hindi Bhagavad Gita was being sold, published, newly published and being sold. Somebody came and told Maharaj that, your book is very big and very expensive. You just print the shloka and the translation. You can sell thousands and thousands of Gitas. Then Maharaj came to Prabhupada and told Prabhupada, the new idea has come that we just print the verse and the translation, we can sell millions of Bhagavad Gitas. Then Prabhupada told, very angrily told, if my purports are there, not there, better don't distribute any Gitas. But if my purports are not there, then don't distribute any Gitas. So that shows that the commentary is a very important thing. Now, coming to this particular verse, which is, Yatha purusha atmanam ekam adarsha chakshuho. So adarsha means in the mirror. You see yourself in the mirror. And also there is a reflection of yourself in the eyeball. This, if you see in somebody's eyes, you can see yourself in the eye. Both are there. But one is here, when you see yourself in the mirror, it's very clear. But when you see in yourself in the eyeball, it is not very clear. So now, what is happening is, Ekam adarsha chakshushu dvidha abhutam avekshataha. Dvidha abhutam avekshataha. Dvidha means two. They see that there is something two existing, two things are existing. But avekshataha tata eva antaram avayohu. Antaram avayohu. You can see the difference. What is the difference? One is very bright, another one is very dim. The reflection is very dim. Of course, taking the same example, Srila Prabhupada gives in a different way. He takes the sun. The sun is reflected in the pot of water, that is also sun, and the sun is also sun. But the reflection cannot claim that I am as good as the sun, as powerful as the sun. In this way, distinction is established. Now, even though the distinction is established here, there is a scope of deriving Mayavada philosophy from that. There is a section in the Mayavada philosophy called Pratibimbavada. Because Pratibimbavada is spoken in the Vedas also. What is the meaning of Pratibimbavada? Pratibimbavada means the theory of reflection. They say actually the living entity is one with the Supreme Lord. And it is now a kind of living entity because it is only a reflection. When Brahman reflects on Maya, then what happens? It takes the form of the living entity. That is called Pratibimbavada. And where did this Pratibimbavada come from? It comes from Parichedavada. Of course, I'll try to summarize what is the ignorance. What is the ignorance which Mayavadis have? According to them, there is only one Brahman. Just one undifferentiated Brahman. And there's nothing else other than that. But somehow, they don't talk about it how, they have somehow, anirvachaniya, what has happened is, that Brahman gets affected by, or covered or affected by Maya. And Maya has two potencies called Vidya and Avidya. When Brahman is covered by the Vidya potency of Maya, that Brahman becomes Ishvara. That means Krishna, Rama, Narasimha, Vamana, you name it, demigod, they are all Ishwaras. That is why they are called Mayavadis. Mayavadis are called Mayavadis because they say Ishvara is a product of Maya. When Brahman is affected by the Vidya potency, and they say this Vidya potency, because Brahman is affected by Vidya potency, body of Krishna is made of matter, but he is not like the living entity. There is a difference. There is a difference between living entity and Ishvara is accepted by the Mayavadis. But how did the Ishvara come into existence? When Brahman affected by Maya. So that is why they are called Mayavadis. It's quite complicated. But I spoke these things in one place before I joined ISKCON. I spoke these things in one RK Mutt, Ramakrishna Mutt in Mysore. So I was speaking to one sannyasi. He told, "Oh, you are speaking your philosophy so nicely and better than us. So I don't speak to give a class tomorrow to all our sannyasis." Even they don't know. Even Mayavadis don't know. They don't know. They are not so clear about their philosophy. We are very clear about their philosophy. It is because of the mercy of Chaitanya who spoke to Sarva Bhattacharya and Prakasha and Saraswati. These two conversations are very interesting conversations. If you want to know Mayavad, study these conversations very nicely. Go on studying. Chaitanya will give you the understanding. So now, what happens is, then now the Jiva came into existence. They explain when Brahman is influenced by Maya, by the avidya potency of Maya, that is the ignorant potency of Maya, then what happens? This Brahman becomes into the living entities. Now the question is, how did this whole big Brahman, which you say undifferentiated Brahman, become small fragmented parts like living entities? So, because Brahman is akhandaniya, it cannot be khandanam, it cannot be cleavable, it is not cleavable. Srila Prabhupada used the word cleavable. When Brahman is not cleavable, how is it that you got these small living entities? Then they said, no, it is not actually Parichedavada, it is now Pratibimbavada. Now, Brahman is not bifurcated, it is not fragmented, it is reflected. So, fragmental, the theory of fragmentation is actually Parichedavada. And now, because they could not explain certain things in that philosophy, so they had to tell another lie. So, what happens to cover one lie, you have to tell another lie. To cover that lie, you have to tell another lie. In this way, one lie leads to hundreds of lies. So Mayavad is actually nothing but expansion and expansion of lies. It is not this one kind of Mayavad. There are hundreds and hundred kinds of Mayavad. Why? Because lies are many, but truth is only one. Truth is always one. Lies can be many. Like if you are to say something, if you are to tell a lie, there are hundreds of lies you can tell. But truth is always one. So Mayavad is not just one kind. There are many varieties in Mayavad. Though they say there is no variety, but they themselves have a variety. Not a variety they have. Actually, if you want really want to know the varieties of in Mayavad, that is more interesting. Isn't it? You have the only one Hare Krishna Mahamantra, one mantra only. But variety want to go, you will find varieties of lies there. So then comes the Pratibimbavad. So in this Pratibimbavad, they say, no, Brahman is not fragmented, but it is reflected. Now where is it reflected? It is reflected on Maya. And again, Maya has two potencies, Vidya and Avidya potency. When Maya is reflected, when Brahman is reflected on the Vidya potency of Maya, like the sun is reflected on the waves, you find the waves are, there are small, small suns here, small, small fragmental particles. But actually, the sun is sun only. It's not there. There's nothing like that. Sun is unaffected. So in this way, they have solved some problems which are there in the Parichedvad and brought it to Pratibimbavad. But now, still, in the Pratibimbavad, there are some problems. Of course, there are many problems. But the major problem is, if you say Brahman is all-pervading, where is it reflected? For something to reflect, you have to have a substratum of reflection. Is Brahman getting reflected into itself? If Brahman is getting reflected into itself, then that part of Brahman which is reflected onto, which you call Maya, so some part of Brahman is Maya, some part of Brahman is pure. How can you explain that? Even if you explain that which part of Brahman is pure, which part of Brahman is Maya. So they have a very big complication. So this is how this came. Then they told, no, forget about all these things. Neither Parichedavad, neither Pratimvad. We will talk to you something. It is Vivarta. Third thing came, Vivarta. What is it, Vivarta? Vivarta means theory of illusion. Theory of fragmentation, Parichedavad. Theory of reflection, that is called Pratibimbavad. And the third one is theory of illusion, that is called Vivarta. Then they brought this concept of Vivarta. Of course, it was already there, but Sripa Shankaracharya made it so wonderful. He actually bases the entire thing on Vivarta. It's actually illusion. How is it illusion? Like you're walking on the road and you find there is a robe, but because it is dark, because you are in ignorance, you think that robe to be the snake. That is called Vivarta, illusion, theory of illusion. So now Shripad Madhvacharya, he is an acharya who actually destroyed the Mayavad philosophy completely. Srila Prabhupada, one of the purports in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says that Shripad Madhvacharya and Shripad Ramanujacharya, both of them kicked on the face of the Vedantis and made them Vidantis. Kicked on the face of the so-called Vedantis and made them Vidantis. So the Jiveshwarvad aspect was completely destroyed by Madhvacharya. The Nirvisheshwarvad was destroyed by Sripada Ramanuja. And Madhva, in his commentaries in Brahma Sutra, he actually smashes the entire philosophy of Jiveshwarvad to think that. And he says, Madhvacharya, he takes the same example which Sripa Shankaracharya has given. And he says, good, that you have given a nice example for me to analyze our philosophy. So now he takes this philosophy and then says, okay, a man is walking in the road, it's dark. And he saw the rope to be the snake, which is not there. In the same way, we are in darkness, so we are seeing the Maya, we are seeing the world, but it's actually not there. Then Madhvacharya says, okay, Maya, where is it? Is it in the object, that is the rope which has been seen? Or is it in the object which has created the illusion, that is the snake? Maya is not in that. Maya is in the consciousness of the person. That is why for the very illusion to happen, there should be a real illusioner. For every illusion to happen, there should be a real substance which has caused the illusion, that is snake. There is a real snake somewhere. That is why he is able to think that rope to be snake, number one. Number two, the very rope is real. If the rope was not there, illusion would have not happened. If you are saying illusion has happened, it should have been caused by a real substance. So the snake is real somewhere else. The rope is real, which is in front of him. The illusion is where? So Maya or illusion is not in the object. The Maya or the illusion is in the perception, the consciousness of the person. The problem is neither with the rope nor with the snake. The problem is with the perception, the person who is perceiving it. So Sripad Madhvacharya establishes this principle called Jagat Satyam. Brahma Satyam, Jagat Mithya. No, this world is truth. Jagat is Satya, it is truth. It may be temporary, but it is truth. It is because it is the energy of Krishna. In this way, he establishes the world and the living entities are truth. It is not that the living entities are just some mithya, and it is everything is false in this world. No. In this way, Sripad Madhvacharya establishes that. And now comes the philosophy of reflection. It was Sripad Shankara Madhvacharya who actually he perceived the Vedas, which talk about Vivartai, talks about illusion and explained what actual illusion is. He saw in the Vedas there is a description of a Pratibimba, like reflection is being described here. Then what he did was, he explained what exactly is real Pratibimbavad, not Mayavad Pratibimbavad. What is real Pratibimbavad? And he gives a philosophy. He named his philosophy as Bimba Pratibimbavada. Bimba Pratibimba, like the mirror reflection. So to simplify, I'll just give the example. Now there is a mirror, and in front of you, you are there, and the mirror is there. Sripad Madhvacharya explains this example, which is being given in the Vedas and many, many places, that is reflection. What is the meaning of this reflection? What is the theory of reflection? What is the meaning of it? He says this theory of reflection, nothing but a perfect understanding of the position of the living entity being completely dependent on the Supreme Lord. And how he explains, he says, you are standing in front of the mirror. The person in the mirror, when can he lift the hand? When the real person lift. In the same way, a living entity can lift the hand only when the Supreme Lord sanctions it. So it is talking about surrender. It is not talking about the oneness. It is talking about the surrender. Every activity we do, I'm speaking because Krishna is speaking. I'm lifting the hand because Krishna lifted the hand. Because the reflection can only do anything until unless, only when the real original person, he does it. So actually, who is doing that? When I am speaking, who is speaking? Krishna is speaking. When I am lifting, who is lifting the hand? Krishna is lifting the hand. Though it is actually not showing Jiveshwarvad, it is actually showing that oneness in one, in what sense? Dependence. It shows that oneness in the perspective of dependence. So just see. Just a simple example, simple way I am trying to explain. Now, another way, when Sripad Madhvacharya was traveling to first tour, he was going to South India. For him, South India means to go to South India. For him, South India means to go down below Udupi, is called South India, to go to Kerala. So the first city which he came in Kerala is called Kumbla. Even still that place is there, Kumbla. If you go to down south of Udupi in Mangalore, you'll find it, Kumbla. So there, Sripad Shankaracharya, not Adi Shankara, at that time who was Shankaracharya was there, he saw Madhvacharya is the greatest, the biggest library which anybody could have. He had manifest library and unmanifest libraries too. he had vision for some scriptures which were not manifest at that particular time. So, and he thought, this Madhvacharya, he is going to defeat us. I think he is getting all his knowledge from the books. So what he did? He sent few thieves and books were stolen. Madhvacharya thought, he went and met that king, actually sent his disciples to go and meet the king and then complain to the king. Jayasimha was the king. So he told Jayasimha, immediately understood, none other than Shankaraiden, he sent soldiers and got back the scriptures. So it was very much, he heard a lot about the glories of Madhvacharya and he invited to his palace. I just tell that small incident and finish the class for today. So Madhvacharya came and he was very much nicely welcomed. Then Jayasimha, he asked Madhvacharya one question. Just imagine what kind of caliber that those kind of kings had. The question was, in the scriptures, the living entity is also called Brahman and the Supreme Lord is also called Brahman. How are you saying both are different? That was a question asked. Like even the Bhagavad Gita in the 8th chapter, first sloka, there the word Brahman has been used. For whom? Living entity. So this was the question. Then Madhvacharya told, bring a coconut. Because by the time Madhvacharya came, he saw people's intelligence have become very gross. Unless I give something very so-called practical and some slides or something like that, it's very difficult for people to get things. So he knew that. So the king got the coconut, the full coconut, dried up. So then Madhvacharya showed the king and told, what is this? He told, coconut. And the peels were removed. And he showed the peels. What is this? It is peels. Okay, what is this? Coconut. Then Madhvacharya broke the coconut and then took the shell. He told, what is this? Told shell, what is this? The peels. And what is this? Coconut. Then Madhvacharya told, if you put all things together, what are you saying? Coconut. You're telling the coconut. But when you are removing it, you are telling this is peel, this is that, and this is that. There's a peels, there's a shell, and there's a coconut. But if you put together, it's all coconut only. In this way, everything is Brahman, Sarvam, Kalvidam, Brahman. But when you go closer and observe, you'll find Jiva Brahman, Jada Brahman, Prava Brahman. All three are distinction. So this is how Shripad Madhvacharya, externally presented the philosophy of Bimba Pratibimbavada or Dvaita, but without Achintya Bheda Bheda, Vinnamscha Jivan, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur actually gives a very elaborate description of this particular Vinnamscha Jivan. Vinna means how the Supreme Lord and the living entity are connected as Amsha. How? Vibhinnamsha. And the two examples are given, that is of the fire and the spark, which you will find in the Vedas. That is, Srila Prabhupada quotes a Vedic thing. The Smriti and Shruti both were quoted to show that the example what we use, this fire and the spark, is mentioned in the Smriti. The example what we use, the sun and the particle of the sun, it is there in the Shruti and the Smriti is everywhere it is there. This is how our Acharyas, they have very nicely given the purports and explanation, the commentaries, by which even though you'll find some verses like this in Bhagavatam which are deluding, you'll not be deluded. Ghatakas Vatakash, even that verse is also there in the Bhagavatam, in the 12th canto, or 11th canto, 12th canto, you'll find these verses which talks about this thing. So we should be very careful. Bhagavatam is deluding to demons also. Like the Mohini, Sri Krishna Thakur describes, like Mohini when she is giving to the devas, and at the same time she is deluding the demons. The nectar is given to the devas and she is cheating the demons. The same form, the same Bhagavatam will give nectar to devotees, at the same time it cheats the demons. So when you are surrendered to the spiritual master and acharyas, you will become a demigod, you will get the nectar. If you are not, if you don't take shelter of acharyas, the commentaries of acharyas, Srila Prabhupada, then what happens? Very chance we become a demon even while studying Bhagavatam. So that's what it is. We stop here. Any questions, please do ask. Yes.
Hare Krishna, thank you for a wonderful discourse and breaking it down. I really appreciate it. I was thinking of this particular scenario. that, of course, there's a philosophical way to look at it as you broke it down piece by piece. And then there's another angle, you can say a personal or devotional angle to look at this same very verse. The analogy I think of is like when a father sits down with his teenage son and tells him, you know, son, you and I are not very different. We're actually almost the same person. It's like when the son is kind of veering away and he thinks he's very different from his father, he's trying to do something, he's trying to distinguish himself. And it's a very tender moment. And the son realizes, actually, you know, yeah, it's true. You know, we have the same taste, we have the same talents and everything. So I come from him, he comes from, you know, we are very similar. So from that angle, we can say that it can also be a form of showing the pinnacle of the intimacy between the soul and the super soul, or the supreme Lord and the soul, that he's reminding us that don't think you're too different from me. So don't try to veer away too far. We are so much closer than anything else you can experience in the material world. So just another angle.
True. Check. Yes.
Hare Krishna, Praji. Praji, same kind of philosophy Prabhupada has given while explaining Paramatma also, this Pratibhimbavad, like where he has explained that so many pots are there and one sun is reflecting. So then the Paramatma is like individual in every living entity, is how it is? Can you explain?
There is one Paramatma in everybody's heart. For example, there are 10 people in one room. It is not that there are 10 souls and 10 Paramatmas. There is one Paramatma. That is why avibhaktam cha bhuteshu vibhaktim vachastitam. Avibhaktam cha bhuteshu vibhaktim iva. He is undividedly sitting in everybody's heart. But vibhaktim iva, iva means he seems to be divided. Okay. So that's what it is. As it should be very clear, all these vads, whether it's Pratibhimbavad or Parichedvad or Drishtishushtivad, so many kinds of vad, they are all in the Veda. It is not that there is a creation of Maya vad. It's a misinterpretation, which is a problem. And there is a proper interpretation for Pratibhimbavad. There is a proper interpretation of Parichedvad. There is a proper interpretation of Drishtishushtivad. There is a proper interpretation of Jiveshwaravada. Like that. It's a problem with interpretation.
The Bhagavatam, like the Dharma Projita Kaitav, so especially the Kaitav Dharma about the moksha, like people taking to the impersonalistic path had to be rejected. So in that, as you are mentioning, that it was to delude. So the Bhagavatam is to bring out the ultimate, but in that, like if the compassion has to be shown so that people reject this also, then why to delude?
Good question. Because in Sukadeva Goswami speaking, there are all kinds of audience. The nature, very nature of Krishna is to delude. The very nature is bewildering. But he bewilders the devotees also. He bewilders the demons also. And Bhagavatam is Krishna Swarupa. It bewilders. That is, there are certain things which are meant only for those people of Adhikar to understand. And Adhikar is not given, it is only given by the mercy of the acharyas, mercy of the devotees. If you go to the 10th canto, actually there are so many verses like that. Just remember one verse, the 10th canto, 29th chapter. So when some gopis could not go to meet Krishna, they were there lying on the bed. They were completely tied up. So what happened is, they felt intense separation from Krishna and they experienced a lot of suffering because of intense separation. And that separation gave so much of smaran of Krishna that they made Krishna sleep in their bed of the hearts and embrace Krishna. So it gives so much of happiness. Then Sukadeva Goswami says that this dussaha viraha preshta, this extreme suffering or pain of separation, what did he do? It reduced all their sin. Do gopis have any sin? And the enjoyment, the pleasure which they got from embracing Krishna, that it actually, what it did? it actually destroyed all the piety. Do they have piety? Do they have sin? So, Vishwanatha Thakur gives an commentary. He says, actually, this is to delude those people who are in front of him. But those who are Adhikari Purushas, who have firm faith that gopis have a transcendental body, for them, what is understanding? The pain which they are experiencing in separation from Krishna. In front of the pain, all the pains in this world became insignificant. Just see. And the pleasure which they got from embracing Krishna within their heart, in front of that, all the piety or the pleasure of this world became insignificant. Dutha Shubha. Dutha means be cleaned up. Means it's nowhere in front of it. Insignificant. So, many places, even what to speak of this, the very Bhagavatam itself, Krishna has arranged one book called Devi Bhagavat. And there are a lot of descriptions which are exactly similar of both the scriptures. So, Jiva Goswami Prabhupada has to write a book, big treatise on establishing that this Bhagavatam is actually what is real Bhagavatam, to find out what is real Bhagavatam. 99% of the scholars, they think all the descriptions of the Bhagavatam, glories of Bhagavatam, which are mentioned in the scriptures, is meant for Devi Bhagavat. Isn't it? So, delusion is always there. We stop here. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Kamal Lochan Prabhu. So this is an announcement for the GBC college participants. We will today begin at 10:15 to 1:15. Thank you.